Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In February, we'll finally have spring football back. And I'm excited about this endeavor because I've always said I think spring football can work if it's done well. Our next guest knows this up close and personal because he was the head coach of the USFL's Tampa Bay Bandits. And the USFL, despite obviously going extinct after a couple of years, had some very good early success in some very significant marketplaces. He went on to win a national championship as head coach of the Florida Gators, many-time SEC Coach of the Year, and now is going to be introduced this week as the next head coach of the Orlando franchise of the brand-new Alliance of American Football. The league will debut in February. Steve Spurrier joins us this morning on the show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good to be with you.
It is.
I actually got introduced Saturday or so ago as the new coach, but we're going to make it formal tomorrow night, Tuesday night, down at the Ember Restaurant, 5 to 7. So hopefully a lot of fans of the new team will maybe come out. The Ember Restaurant from 5 to 7 tomorrow night, Tuesday.
Tomorrow night, it'll be official. You'll be the new head coach of the Orlando franchise. Will you have a say in what the nickname will be of the team?
Well, hopefully, but we hope the fans can send in some suggestions and so forth. I heard one the other day. I sort of like Hombres. Hombre is a good friend, a buddy, a pal. It's a Spanish word for someone maybe from your neighborhood or hometown, an acquaintance and so forth. And we're going to try to make all of the fans and players and management all on the same team there. We're all from the same neighborhood of Orlando. So if that's the name the fans like, it's a Spanish word. And, of course, the Spanish colonized Florida first up in St. Augustine. And they were actually pretty good people in the state of Florida way back in the 1500s, 1600s and so forth. But anyway, whatever the fans thinks the best, I think we'll go for that.
The Orlando Hombres, I like that. It could be two guys shaking hands on your helmet. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, we could have, a mean, tough hombre or a talented hombre or a bunch of loud hombres up in the stands. And we can all be a bunch of buddies, really. I guess the Mexican word for that is sort of amigos, you know, a pal, a buddy, a good friend, something like that. But we'll see if that works out.
Steve Spurrier joining us this morning here on the show. So I got to ask, you have accomplished so much in your career. Obviously, you've coached at many different stops. Hall of Fame type career. What would motivate you to come back at this point in your life when you could just be playing golf every single day?
Well, first of all, I don't play golf near as well as I used to. So if you don't do something as well as you once did, you don't have a great desire to go do it all the time.
Okay.
And in fact, I don't think I've played around in 2 weeks right now for some other reason. Just hadn't done it. But anyway, you know, in life, we all have a talent, I think. And I'm not trying to brag, but I believe I have a God-given ability to coach according to the records that our teams have had. I know, blessed and fortunate to have so many good players, so many outstanding assistant coaches and so forth. So I've had my 2 years off, and a lot of people say, you ought to still be coaching. And sometimes when I watch some of these offenses that I've been watching in the last several years, I sort of say, yeah, I think I should be coaching. Well, what could get you back to coaching? Well, here's what could get me back. Maybe a team that plays in the spring or February, March, April, something like that. And it would have to be in the state of Florida. I'm a little bit like most of all of us that live in Florida. We're not planning on moving up north anytime soon. So, and then this alliance came around, and I talked to a few people, and they offered me the job in Orlando. And I said, man, we got a deal now to be able to go to Orlando and to be on a team. Gosh, I've been on a team since I was 7 years old. My dad was actually the Little League coach, and my big brother was 10. So he was on the team, and they let me be the bat boy or ball boy. I had a little uniform of some kind. So just being on a team is something I thoroughly love. And then when your playing days are over, to be able to be the coach and so forth is like being on the team. So hopefully we're going to put together a team that everyone in the Orlando neighborhood area is going to really be proud of. We're going to try our best to do that.
Steve Spurrier joining us this morning on the show. You have already been recruiting, and your quarterback you would like to have there is Tim Tebow. Have you reached out to him personally? Have you heard back from him?
Well, we've had a little contact, but right now, and I agree with Tim, he needs to concentrate on baseball. I think he's made a lot of progress in his effort to get to the big leagues. I saw where he hit a homer the other day, and he's going to give it his best shot in baseball. If for some reason that doesn't work, then he will certainly have a choice to make if he wants to come down and play. But again, that's up to Tim, and we certainly aren't putting any pressure on him. I think he's handling it the very best way. If he can play in the major leagues and baseball, I would think that would be an excellent career for him. But if it doesn't, he wants to play football. We got a number 15 jersey waiting on him down in Orlando.
Bob Stoops says that you've been nagging him to become your defensive coordinator. How often have you been nagging Bob Stoops to join your staff?
Well, I don't know if I've been nagging him. Bobby's actually building a house over at Crescent Beach that's almost ready. Should be ready in, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, something like that. So he loves Florida also. But he's out in Oklahoma. And I don't know if he's been away from coaching long enough to want to get back, but I just told him, I said, you're going to have an opportunity if you want to come to Orlando for, 4 or 5 months and see if we can't win the Alliance of American Football Championship. And so did he say he's thinking about it? Because he hadn't told me yay or nay yet. I'll tell him when he says nay, then I'll go for the next defensive coordinator down the list.
You know, you were part of the USFL, and there was always a part of you that seemed like it was comfortable being a rogue or part of a renegade operation. The USFL was a disruptor, obviously. Is that fond memories for you and something that you want to tap back into, being part of a new league like this one, like the USFL was?
Well, the USFL did give me opportunity to be a head coach at age 37, and somehow or another I lasted 30 years as a head coach, so I know I was certainly blessed with a lot of good ball players, and maybe the plan we gave the players was good also, obviously, because the coaching coaches don't last a long time, as you know, so I know I was very, very fortunate and blessed and so forth. But we had good players. John Reeves had exceptional years there, threw for over 4,000 yards the second year. And I think our home win record was at least 80%. We were really good at home, and the fans were super. And that's what we certainly going to try our best to bring to the Orlando area. We're going to be playing out at UCF. They've been wonderful to deal with. And so the 5 home games will be out there. And we're going to try to bring that same life that the Bandits had to the Orlando area.
So up tempo, run and gun, fun and gun type offense you're going to run?
Well, we'll run a little fast, a little slow. When you get the lead, sometimes you got to keep that clock moving.
Okay.
So we're going to got to remember the first objective is to win the game. The second objective is to maybe score a lot of points and play good defense, obviously. And it all goes together. There's so many ways that determine the winner. This is going to be some new rules in this Football Alliance League. There's no extra points. You go for 2 every time. There's not going to be any kickoffs. Punts and punt returns and field goals, I think, are about the only 3 special team plays. So the clock is 30 seconds in between plays instead of 40. So we hope the game will keep moving and not a whole bunch of reviews. So I think the fans would like to be there 2.5 hours, and that's what we're shooting for. May go 3, but 2.5 is what we're shooting for.
TV deal is good. CBS Sports Network and CBS going to be broadcasting games. You guys will get introduced. You'll be officially introduced and welcome to the fan base tomorrow night in Orlando, 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. Eastern time at Ember. The event is open to the public, so go see Coach Steve Spurrier introduced as the new head coach of the brand new Orlando franchise of the Alliance of American Football. Well, Coach, I'm excited about the league, man. Thanks so much for carving out time
for us. And yeah, thanks for mentioning. We'll be down at the Ember Restaurant tomorrow tonight, 5 to 7. Have a little rah-rah. And, you know, hopefully some Gators, UCF Knights, all the other schools from Florida will have some fans there, because we hope to have a team that the greater Orlando area is really proud of, can call their own, and away we'll go.
Okay? Very exciting. Okay, thanks, Coach.
Okay, hope to see a big crowd tomorrow night.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Steve Spurrier joining us this morning on the show. The Alliance of American Football, the Orlando Hombres, perhaps?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.